It's expected that the number of people in emergency accommodation here will exceed 11,000 for the first time when figures are released in just under an hour. Last month, the Department of Housing said 10,975 people were in emergency accommodation in September, the highest number ever recorded. Homeless charity DePaul Ireland has meanwhile warned that temporary emergency accommodation should not be viewed as a natural stepping stone for young people who are leaving care. It's called for a plan to enable younger people moving from institutional care and other settings into the community. We'll be hearing from Focus Ireland in just a moment, but first our social affairs and religion correspondent Alva Keneally has this report.
Everything I have here now in this bedroom is just, it's sentimental because I earned it by myself.
At 21 years of age, Jodie Tate has been homeless for most of the last 10 years. As a young teenager, she slept rough on boats at One Dublin Harbour.
I just go down the harbour, like hop over the gate and just tried my best like to find somewhere at least warm, like rather than sleeping on the cold rocks. Oh, the winter nights, they were the worst.
She has couch surfed, lived on the streets and in homeless hostels until DePaul Ireland took her into their emergency accommodation for younger people in Dublin city centre.
I actually had a mental breakdown in my last hostel and I was left on the street because they just couldn't deal with me basically. I was researching everywhere. I was ringing Parkgate Hall every single day to try get a place like this. Basically, because I just needed my own room because I suffer with anxiety and depression due to trauma, and to share a room, like I've shared a room before and I've like woken up to people's hands in my bra trying to take my money out, do you know what I mean? It's like some places just aren't great, like, so I always just wanted my own space just to be my, to be, actually be able to be myself for once, because I never got that chance, and when I moved here, I just thrived.
The idea behind St. Peter's Place is to move people on within 6 months of their arrival. But the current housing crisis has resulted in people in their 20s like Keith, who has overcome addiction, remaining there for over a year.
I'm glad that they kept me here because the other hostels, some of them are just really bad. Like I've been in eight people in one room. At one stage, like, that's been getting robbed in other hostels. And nothing like that has ever happened in here. So at the moment, I'm looking to just join some sort of course for the minute. I finally stabilised and everything, so getting there.
I just be positive and just smile every day, like, because sometimes life's too short.
Laura is also in her 20s. She's been in the complex for 2 years. She works 90 hours a week as a cleaner, and she's been searching for accommodation.
I emailed about 30 places within, like, the last 3-4 months, and not one place has gotten back to me at all.
I think
the HAP is an issue, like, because some people out there, like, pay just money forward, up forward, instead of going onto the HAP deal, pay money up forward. It's just, I don't know, there's really much of a housing crisis out there, to be honest. I don't know how I keep myself calm, but sometimes I just have to keep myself calm, keep my head up, and wish for the best, like.
So I think young people coming into the service, they're suffering a lot with their mental health, and we try to get the supports around us.
Jordan O'Brien, who's the deputy manager of Peter's Place, says the charity is seeing an increase in the number of young people going from care into their services.
It seems like this is the next option for someone coming out of care, and it's instead of like a HAP property or a social housing. Like, there is discrimination when it comes to HAP. So if one of our residents was to go to a viewing and they tell the landlord they're with HAP, obviously the landlord can't refuse that because of legalities, but they're going to pick someone else who's not on HAP. And then that leaves our resident with no options then.
Here's the CEO of DePaul, David Carroll.
There's a logjam in two particular areas, one in the housing supply and affordable housing supply, both in the private rented sector and social housing. But also there's a real need for housing, comprehensive, intensive housing supports for young people who have been in vulnerable situations, such as leaving care or leaving prison. But on a wider perspective, there's a real need to increase the housing supply targets from 33,000 to 40,000, as was suggested by government in recent weeks.
Jodie has overcome so much, including an attempt to take her life since she's been in Peter's Place. But she's worked hard to overcome her problems and she's positive about the future.
I want to go to college and study media and production and journalism. I just want to thrive and I just want to create a successful life for myself and just to show that I'm different and I've broken the mould. I'm not stuck in that place and I'm not a number, I'm a person and I'm not a victim, I'm a survivor.
Jodie ending that report from Alva Keneally.